So, did you hear the big news?
Dude, you can't say something like
Yeah.
that. That's like, what big news?
So, Eddie Van Halen died.
Oh, yes.
And not that I really care. That's not to, I mean, not to be callous, because I mean, I literally had not given Eddie Van Halen a thought in probably 30 years.
A lot of people are upset.
I mean, he was a very popular musician. A lot of black people like Van Halen, because Van Halen was one of those early MTV acts, and like that's basically the period of rock that most black Gen Xers know, because you had nothing better to do than to watch whatever was on MTV.
Right. And Yo MTV Raps was only like what, an hour in like late at night or something?
Now you're thinking BET Uncut with the Tip Drill video.
Wait, no, Yo MTV Rap. Oh, wait, what?
Yo MTV Raps wasn't like a late night thing.
Oh, it wasn't? Oh,
No, it
no, it
was.
was like at 3 or 4 in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, I think so. And they had a
Yeah.
Saturday thing.
Right,
But yeah,
right,
so I
right.
learned Eddie Van Halen. Did you know this? Eddie Van Halen was Indonesian.
I had no idea.
Yeah, his father apparently was Dutch, and doing what colonials do.
Gentrify.
Yeah, they marry people from the colonies, and his mother was from Indonesia.
Had no idea.
Yeah, so it makes me wonder, what other spicy white people have been passing?
A lot. A lot. I pass. I mean, I think I mean, it's weird. It's like I don't think I look white, and lots of white people will say to me in the winter, they'll be like, "Wow, you have a great tan." And I'm like, "I don't have a tan." Or they'll say, "What are you?" You know, they do that the whole thing, which is also annoying.
And I sort of feel like you are white presenting on your own, but like you've seen within the context of like your siblings, your sisters.
That's it. Yes, if you look at my sister and my dad, they're brown, and like they're definitely not white. And I just go, well, they're not white, and I'm related to them, so I'm not white
Well,
too.
question. How often when you fly are you selected for random screenings?
Honestly, right after 2001, because of my last name, I think I was selected every single time.
There's a verdict, not white.
There you go. And I was like, this is very interesting. I'm always selected. Shit, even in 2016, no, 2016, yeah, I went to Austin and I also went to LA. And I got selected both times then too.
I get selected when re-entering the country for additional passport screening. Like I always have to go have an interview. But like I have global entry. I'm supposed to just be able to breeze through this shit, and every time I get
Right.
pulled aside for questioning.
Right. Yeah. I think when we came back from Lebanon and Egypt, that happened to us. We
I
got
bet
pulled
the whole
aside.
plane got pulled aside.
I know, right? Wow, he was pretty white presenting, huh? I had no idea.
Except now when you look at him, you're like, holy shit, how do we not see it? Like, it's the most obvious thing ever.
Right. I mean, that's if I do my makeup, if I wear makeup a certain way, I look very Middle Eastern. Or if my hair is darker, I look Middle Eastern. But and I feel like I have like, I mean, I got a Middle Eastern nose. I got that, and I got the eyes. So there's ways to be like not look like a thing and then look like a thing. You know, like you can
I
play
mean, I've
with
seen
it.
lots of pictures of people who supposedly passed for white, and I'm like, that nigga, get the fuck out of here.
I know. I
Like,
know.
how did you not know that guy was black?
I know. I know. You're like he d or just I mean, I can always as when I met my husband, he is also Middle Eastern, and he's also half Polish. But when I met him, I immediately was like, "Oh, he can sort of pass too." Like it's a weird thing, Jason. Like white
He
people,
can't pass.
he can't.
You're more passable than he is.
Yeah, but you know what? It's weird because you when you're in where we are, it's you don't get certain people will be like, "Oh, you're not white."
White
And
people
then
just want you to be white.
well, no, it's weird. They growing up, they never would say I was white. I mean, I got called San N-word all the time. Like
Like, that's not even creative. Can you come up with a better slur than that?
Seriously. It's so, like, come on, really? So that came from the white people, but the black people always were like, oh, you're not white. So it's like, it's weird. It's just so weird. I'm sure there are lots of people who live in this space, as I do, where, you know, you sometimes just struggle with your identity. Like, how, I don't have a white point of view. You know, I didn't grow up ever feeling like I was white. I never, you know, that, I never was, you know, that's just, I don't, it's weird. It's a weird place.
So you're carrying that shit wrong, because if I was white presenting, I'd be getting a bank loan right the fuck now.
Shit, have you seen my credit? No, my credit's actually good. Nah, I don't want no fucking loans, dude. I already got school loans.
So, welcome back to Eat the Press, guys.
Welcome back. So, it's been a great week.
Yeah, one of the best weeks of 2020.
Oh, my God. We have not seen or heard from Trump since Monday night. It is Wednesday morning. That motherfucker hiding.
Do tweets count?
No. He's high as fuck on steroids, I think.
Oh, man. So, yes, for those of you who don't know.
How do you not know? Like, do you have your head in your ass?
U.S. President Donald J. Trump got the Rona.
Oh, my God. He got it. I was like, when is he gonna get it? It's come out how absolutely, like, lazy they have been about testing, contact tracing, taking precautions. It was inevitable. Who didn't see this coming?
I mean, they already killed Herman Cain.
I mean, and Herman Cain, oh my God. I sent you the tweet. What was it? He tweeted after it came out that Trump had COVID. What did it say? Oh, it was when he got out of the hospital. Yeah.
About how COVID's not a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, the Herman Cain timeline, someone tweeted this, but the Herman Cain timeline is like it took a month. He got it, and then a month later, he died.
Yeah, he had a recovery. He thought he was fine.
Mm-hmm. He had, like, quite a couple, like, press releases or tweets or whatever where it's like, I'm doing great. I'm doing better. I'm happy. My doctors are pleased. And then, like, 2 days later, dead.
Wishful thinking. Uh-huh. Although, apparently, we're not supposed to wish.
Please. You retweeted my tweet. Like, it's, like, so gross. All these media people and politicians. And I understand they have to say stuff, but, like, you actually don't.
You don't have to say a thing.
You actually you don't have to make jokes. You don't have to wish for anything. You can just say nothing.
I get it. Like, if you find the grave dancing unseemly, leave it to us. We'll do that shit.
Exactly.
You don't have to join in.
You don't have to join in, but you also don't have to be like, I hope the white supremacist gets better. Speedy recovery, racist. We're pulling for you, authoritarian.
Well, guess what, guys? Your prayers were answered. He's out of the hospital doing evil again. Good job, fuckers.
Yeah, right? It's like, what are you talking about? Would I know we're not supposed to, like, first of all, Godwin, he suspended his rules, so who would have said, I really hope Hitler gets better from whatever flu he's got? Who would have said that? Do you realize how stupid you sound when you say something like that?
Yeah, you know, have you ever watched, like, these travel food shows?
Mm-hmm.
And they go around and they eat something. You can tell the thing that they ate at, like, the local diner wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ever say it was bad, but they don't say it's good either. They'll just say something that is just blankly true, like, I can really taste that cinnamon. No, that's some chili.
That's just a factual statement.
Yeah, like, you could just say that about, he got the Rona.
Yeah, he's got COVID.
Yeah, it's a deadly disease.
It is. So, apparently, the 74-year-old unhealthy man with a possible heart condition who got oxygen multiple times, supplemental oxygen, is on a experimental cocktail of drugs, plus is receiving steroids and God knows what else. He recovered in 3 days, Jason.
You love to see it.
Yo, he is not recovered. This is... Have you noticed that people in the media are just moving on like he is recovered? And it's like...
Yeah, like, oh, well, he beat it.
Y'all, this is not over. Like, I'm not saying the man is going to die, but goddamn it, fingers crossed. He's not done with this. This is not over. This is... Come on.
The thing I tweeted about is... it's not fair to say that he was released from the hospital.
Right.
Or was discharged. He literally has a hospital in his house. The White House medical staff is 20 to 30 people.
Okay, but I will say this. I did read a tweet from someone, a doctor, who was like, he shouldn't be at the White House. He needs to be near an ICU. He should not be 50 feet away from an ICU. Does he have an ICU in the White House?
I don't know. I used to think like that they had the best of technology, and then I saw that presidential suite at Walter Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the photos of that shit?
Yeah, it's. I mean, not that nice if it's for the president.
I mean, it was probably hot during the Nixon administration.
Right. When was the last time it had a good old reno? Let's come in there, throw in some ceiling beams. What are they called? We'll do a. What is that? Damn it. Who is that couple that does all the renos?
I have no idea. I don't watch any of those shows. I don't cable.
I don't either. You can watch it on HGTV, on Netflix also. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Why would I watch that? I can watch Glow on Netflix.
True. You know what's really good on Netflix that you should check out? Norseman. Holy shit, it is so funny. It's this show from... Shit, I forget where it's from, but it's
one of the actual Nordic countries.
Yeah, it's Vikings. It's about Vikings, like, you know, 1,000 years ago or whatever, and it's hilarious. I highly recommend. It came out like 3 or 4 years ago. So funny. Check it out.
I'm sort of wary of anything linked to Nordic countries or Norse mythology, because I suspect there's some secret white supremacist message in there. That's why I didn't watch the Thor movies.
It's there. I haven't. I mean. They're just, they rape and pillage, and it's like, that's what they do. I haven't really seen any, like, white supremacist stuff. It's just packed full of jokes, dude. It's so funny. You should read. Okay, we're off track. Anyways, we're so off track.
So, yeah, the president was not discharged from the hospital. He was transferred to the hospital in his home.
Yes, he was. And this motherfucker, when he got out of his helicopter... And walked up, this is Monday night when he went back home, walked up the steps, ripped off his mask, and then started wheezing. He looked like he was struggling to breathe.
Not just that he was struggling to breathe, but that the breathing actually hurt.
Yeah.
Like it was like,
grimacing. Yeah, he was grimacing and wincing the entire time. And then he goes back into the White House and just breathes all over everything where there's, you know... At this point, the only staff that I really am concerned about are, like, the support staff as far as, like, the people who clean, the people who cook, the people who, you know, drive him around. Those people.
The Secret Service.
The Secret Service. I mean.
The people who work for the White House, not for the Trump administration.
Right, because let's be honest, Stephen Miller got it. He just announced he got it. So, you know. These people are, I don't feel any pity for white supremacists or fascists. Sorry. Call me a bad person. I don't give a fuck.
Stephen Miller's number one on my list.
Yes.
I hope he loses the ability to smell, taste, control his bowels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a COVID symptom, but I mean.
Oh, you get diarrhea. That is a symptom. For some people.
I mean, COVID is such a terrifying disease because there's so many different ways that it presents. So many different symptoms for different people.
Yeah. I read this interesting article in Vanity Fair. I don't know if you've read it, but there's a blurb from Mary Trump in it. Or no, that might have been something else. Anyways, Mary Trump says, this is Trump's father's sister, correct? She just came out with a book. She says that when Donald's mother, Donald Trump's mother, she had osteoporosis or something, maybe arthritis, and she would have to be hospitalized. And his dad really believed in the power of positive thinking to the point where it's detrimental. So when she would come home from being in the hospital and she would maybe express that she was having some pain, apparently his dad would be like, "You're all right, right? You're okay. You're all right." And then he would get up and leave the room. And I'm like, this is exactly how Donald Trump has handled the everything.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that.
As well as his own illness.
It actually reminds me of something I just read recently about the last days of Fred Trump's life.
Oh, yes. I read this too. Go ahead. Please tell the listeners. It's so funny.
Yeah. Fred Trump suffered from dementia late in life, as many people do.
Mm-hmm.
But he would not step away from the business.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to let him continue to believe that he was running the Trump Organization. So they would take him into his office and they would literally just give him blank pieces of paper to sign.
Is that not what Trump was doing last week in the photo ops?
Yeah, I thought that it was propaganda, but like maybe that's what he thinks his job is.
It was bizarre. I don't know if anybody saw this. How could you not see these pictures? But if you zoom in on them, it's just a blank piece of paper that Donald Trump has signed his name to with a Sharpie. What the fuck?
So after seeing those pictures, I went to look for a picture of Trump at a computer because I realized I've never seen Donald Trump
sitting
at a computer.
No, he doesn't. I don't think he uses computers.
This is why we can't let these boomers stick around. Like, how on fucking earth can you be the president of the United States and not use a computer?
I don't know. I mean, I always have wondered about how he uses Twitter on his phone. Like, is that the only app he has on his phone? It feels like it would be. Like, he just goes on Twitter and, like, I don't know. Do you ever picture him just scrolling?
I bet he has Candy Crush.
You think he has Candy Crush?
Yeah.
Have you played Among Us? It's pretty fun.
No, what's Among Us?
It's like this new app game. It's actually not new. It's been around a while. But you play with friends or you can play with strangers. And somebody is an imposter and they have to try to kill or sabotage your mission. But you don't know who it is. And everybody has to try to figure it out. You can win if you're the imposter if you kill everyone before they figure it out who it was. You have a meeting. Like somebody, if you kill someone or you do you sabotage something, it's on a spaceship. Then everybody has a meeting and they vote who they think it is. It's pretty fun.
I can see Trump playing that. That seems like that would be up his alley.
He'd always be the imposter because that's what he is. He's a fraud. So what else about this is, yeah, I just think that everybody's moving on too quickly. You don't have the symptoms that he has and in 3 days and be in the shape he is at the age he is and just move on from this.
Well, you know, America's greatest investigative journalist, Claudia Conway.
Oh, my God. How is it she's the one giving us all the truth?
Yes. Yeah, she says he's sick as shit.
I believe her.
And I have no reason to disbelieve her except she's a Conway.
I know, but she's 15. I know. But, like, she's a 15-year-old girl.
I think this is, like, her rebellious phase.
I think she's trying to emancipate herself from her parents, who, as everyone knows, is Kellyanne Conway, the former advisor to Trump, and her father, who is
George Conway,
one of the founders of the Lincoln Project, which, you know, are all former Republicans who have helped get us into where we are right now.
But Claudia Conway, much like Eddie Van Halen, a white passing partial Asian.
Yes, that's right, because her dad, George Conway, is Filipino, I believe.
Yeah, if you say so. I'll roll with that.
I think he's Filipino. I think that's what it is. Yeah, so she's had, you know, she's had, like, a bunch of TikToks where, you know, she just spills the tea about what's happening.
Are you on TikTok? Do you have TikTok?
I do not, because I have read about how much data they collect. And I know lots of apps collect data, but apparently they collect everything. So I'm like, I'm not getting on it.
Yeah, I guess it comes down to, I don't have it for that same reason. And I guess it doesn't make sense because, I mean, I have Twitter and Instagram on my phone. But, I mean, I don't know why it should matter to me that it's Chinese. Maybe I've bought into the propaganda.
No, I think that they... I read some Reddit comment where this guy basically backwards engineered their app to figure out how much data they collect or something. And it's far, far more than Facebook or Instagram. I mean, yes, they do collect a lot as well, but it's like everything.
Also, I'm not young enough to figure out how TikTok works anyway.
It's just a lot of young girls on there, I think. I think if you're over a certain age as a man...
You're a creeper?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, like I never really got Snapchat either. Like, I'm that old.
I tried Snapchat, but then I was just like, I don't like this. I really would only use it to, like, make a video, save the video, and then never send that video on Snapchat.
Yeah, look, my wife and I have it on our phones for the kids. Like, they don't really know how to use it. They just like to make funny videos.
Right. Yeah, so what else? I don't know. We haven't seen him in almost 2 days. I think they might Weekend at Bernie's him with a like a deep fake, maybe.
This is what they should have done with RBG.
Right. They could have, right? Because they were virtual.
Yeah, you can do it on Zoom. You can do anything. She doesn't have to make appearances like Ida.
Yeah. Wouldn't put it past them to do that, to Digital Dave him.
Digital Dave?
Yeah. Isn't that it?
I'm not familiar.
Weekend at Bernie's? Isn't his name Dave?
Oh, I thought it was Bernie.
Is it? I don't know. My friend used that term, Dave, Digital Dave. I don't know. What's that mean? I was like,
I have a theory about
sense.
Weekend at Bernie's is that no one's actually ever seen it.
No, right?
I saw it in like 1980 whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't remember shit about Weekend at Bernie's, and I'm convinced that no one under the age of 35 has actually seen that film.
I've not seen it. Only clips. So, who knows? You just see the like famous clips of him like moving and dancing and walking.
Yeah, like there was a Weekend at Bernie's too. It was like, how long were they carrying that corpse? Was Bernie not dead?
Hasn't there been a bunch of them? Yeah, I feel like there's like been more than just two.
No, that's really dark shit.
Yeah, it is. How long are they gonna let his body decompose?
You know what? We should do a special episode where we just review Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, let's do it. Listeners, is that what you want?
Let us know.
Sound off in the comments. Smash that like button.
So, yeah, no, you made a good point that we haven't actually seen him. He's been pretty active on Twitter.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, I mean, you know, my husband used to be a pharmacist. He's not anymore. And he said whenever dexamethasone was prescribed, he was like, the pharmacist would be like, whoa, something bad is happening. Like, basically, they never prescribe that. And, you know, we've learned that they use it for only the worst cases. And it's a pretty powerful drug. And if you get it in big enough doses, it makes you feel euphoric and manic and invincible. And it's just like, is this the thing he needed?
You know, I think if I were Joe Biden, I would go on steroids, too. But, like, the kind that bulk you up.
And why?
Why? Because, I mean, that's what you do. If your opponent is debilitated, I would just get swole.
Right. You did mention, I think, on the last pod, that, or two pods ago, that you wanted everyone to have access to performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah, no, I want to see Joe Biden's pecs bulging out of his suit.
Sexy.
That's what the streets want.
Yeah, okay. That's all you, bro. I do got to say, they're, you know, Kamala and Mike Pence are going to debate tonight. And I don't know why. Like, stay the fuck away from that dude. Like, I really don't understand it.
I mean, it's wildly unserious. We have a fucking global pandemic that's run through the White House. The White House has more cases of COVID than New Zealand. Why do we... And plus, they're vice presidential candidates. Who gives a fuck what they have to say?
I mean, I am going to watch because she is going to hopefully destroy him. But there's no reason to do this. Like, apparently the Pence campaign, like, staff, they were fighting all these, like, new regulations that the Harris campaign wanted. Like, they were fighting being further apart, using partitions. And it's like, don't even be in the same room with these lying-ass people.
Why can't they do this on Zoom?
You tell me. I don't know. Because if I'm not mistaken, the Trump campaign for the debates last week showed up late so that they didn't have to be tested.
Yeah, this is true. And then they sat in the front row unmasked, even though Case Western required masks for everyone indoors. Right.
They took their masks off after they entered the room with their masks on. These fucking people are so garbage that they probably, I'm not going to put it past them, probably knowingly exposed everyone because they knew Hope Hicks had been exposed.
Oh, I firmly believe they knew.
They are garbage people.
They're so trash. But back to the vice presidential debate. I'm only interested for one reason, and not really to see her destroy him, but it's going to happen. But because Biden has once again reiterated that he views himself as a transitional president.
Mm-hmm. So I guess he thinks Kamala is going to be the next president.
I think he doesn't plan on finishing a term.
You think it's not even finishing the term? Because I know he said he didn't want to run a second term.
Yeah, he's always said that. I'm starting to think now that he doesn't plan on finishing. I think he's going to step down after maybe a year in and we're left with President Harris. I mean, assuming he wins.
I'll take that.
I mean,
come on, dude. This is can't be any worse than where we are right now. Come on.
No, that's true. It cannot be worse than where we are right now. But that's because we're on the precipice of fascism.
We're not. We're in it. What do you mean on the precipice? Yeah, I guess, we jumped in.
We're on the precipice of irreversible fascism.
There you go. There you go. Speak responsibly with your words, Jason.
So I'm going to plug another podcast.
Okay.
I've been listening to a podcast called Musings on History.
Okay.
It's a woman by the name of Dana White, not the UFC guy.
Okay. That would be great if it was the UFC guy.
And I have to admit, it's a lot like hardcore history in that it's just one person talking about history. Mm-hmm. And it can be a little bit dry, but her episodes aren't as long. So they flow a lot better.
Yeah. I've tried listening to hardcore history and I've listened to some, but he's also a lot. I think he just loves to hear himself talk.
Yeah, and the episode's an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours.
Time for that shit. Try 5 or 6 hours, bro.
Get the entire fuck out of here.
Dude, no, I will not. I am staying.
Ma'am? You sound like every anti-masker.
All right. Anyways, go ahead. So you're plugging this podcast.
Oh, I've forgotten what even brought me here. Just listen to it. It's good.
Okay. I'll plug a podcast. Let me see. They don't even need my help. So I was going to say Reply All. I've been listening to a lot of it. It's so good. It's a nice break from the world for the most part. Also, they had a, I sent it to you. Did you listen to it? The Reply All about who is QAnon?
No, I've heard a lot about that same episode. I have not listened to it yet.
Guys, listen. QAnon is just the founder, this co-founder or whatever of 8chan, I think it is, or is it? It's not 4chan.
It's 8chan. Yeah,
it's 8chan. Yeah, it's just that guy. It's just him.
While we're plugging other podcasts, there's an amazing episode of Behind the Bastards about that guy.
Oh yes, I've heard he's pretty horrible. I mean, the guy that you know is the other co-founder that outs him says he's horrible.
Yeah, he got rich on Asian porn sites.
Oh, cool. Good guy. So what are your predictions? Let's close out this episode with predictions.
Predictions or wishes?
Aren't they the same thing?
Yeah. I think Trump makes it to Election Day.
Yeah.
I don't think he will be around January of next year, But I think he makes it to Election Day. There will be a lot of shenanigans. I don't think we will know who is president until mid-December.
Mm-hmm.
I cast my vote yesterday. I took my mail-in ballot to the county elections office.
That's what I'm going to do.
And dropped it off.
That is what I'm going to do.
I got a confirmation email about an hour later that my ballot had been received.
Mm-hmm.
And then about an hour later, I got another email saying that my ballot had just been mailed out to me.
What?
Yeah, so there's fuckery afoot.
Oh, my God. That is bad news. Mm. Did you reply or was it like a not reply email?
No, it's not replyable, no.
Ugh. Well.
So, yeah, expect a lot of irregularities.
Yes, I think, though, I'm feeling very positive that Biden is going to win. I think he just announced yesterday that he was not doing a deal with the Democrats for stimulus before the election, which.
But he's already walked that back.
When? Oh, I haven't seen this.
Yeah, Trump says that he has a deal now that he just needs the bill to be signed. We have this extra CARES Act money that he'll do paycheck protection and he will bail out the airlines.
What is?
And he also said that he wanted more $1,200 checks.
Oh, ooh, a whole another $1,200, but no more extension of the PUA?
Right, no.
Okay, regardless. Where was I going with that? I just don't think he's going to win. I think even with all the chicanery. That. And I think the cheating and the voter suppression, I just think people are fed up. And him getting COVID and how he's handled it is just... it's just making people angry.
Yeah, I think even those who don't think COVID is as dangerous as it actually is realize that DC had a pretty low incidence of COVID, and the White House is now ground zero. There's like 150 new COVID cases in the city.
It's just they're garbage people. They don't care. You know, it's insane to me. He doesn't care about anyone at all. But he also doesn't care about himself. He clearly doesn't.
I can respect that.
Yeah, because we don't either. But he doesn't. Yeah. He clearly doesn't. Because if he did, he would have been more cautious. I mean, this guy was not getting tested enough. They're not.
He's a super spreader.
He is a super spreader. That's why they're not doing any contact tracing. Is because they don't want it to be in print that he is the one that got everyone sick. And you saw that, I saw this. So you know, did you see that how he said his wife or Ivanka or somebody hugged military and police or something like that?
Oh, that's how he said Kaylee McEnany got
that's
it from.
That's who it was. So, or it was Hope Hicks. It was Hope Hicks.
Hope Hicks, that's right. One of the blondes.
So apparently there wasn't a lot of like investigation into this, but then I read this thread from a reporter last night. The Sunday before the debates, there was a Gold Star Mom event at the White House that had so many people. Nobody was wearing masks, and there's been no contact tracing. So he's trying to blame it on that event. Even though the Rose Garden event was the day before, if I'm not mistaken with my timeline. He's trying to blame it on the military. And I just go, I really can't see how anybody in the military would support him. He just is awful to them.
No, he looks down on them. He's so disdainful of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, in all fairness, though, have you met the troops?
I have not. Have you?
Troops, if you're listening. Yeah, no, as many of you know, I was a troop, so... I know the level of dirtbaggery.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well.
Troops, if you're listening, thank you for listening.
I like that. You're going to say thank you? You're not going to say thank you for your service?
No, thanks for listening. That's your true service here.
All right, then. Are we done?
As always.
Do we have anything else to say?
Oh, wait. Yeah, do we have an asshole of the week?
The entire White House?
Done. Assholes, wear your masks.
God damn it. Seriously. Like, seriously, guys. And if you see somebody who's not wearing a mask, punch them in their fucking neck.
Right in the fucking mouth. Or neck.
Neck. Yeah. Let's punch them in the neck.
So yeah, they cannot. There's no mucous membrane in the neck.
Right. All right, then. Yes, as always, follow us at Eat the Press on the things.
Theme music, Too Cool, composed by Kevin MacLeod, as Amanda would say.
Nice.
It's MacLeod, but whatever.
We're gonna do this every episode.
We will find this. I will email him and ask how to pronounce his name.
Yes, do it. Oh my God.
Done.
We'll get back to you next week, guys.
Until then.
Until then.
See you next week.